So this is the North Texas defense that teams in Conference USA have seen all season. The Badgers had 41 in the first half. They have 13 in the second half. So here we go. Max Klesman, front court sideline, right will inbound. With Reuben Jones in his face. 56-54 North Texas. 5.8 seconds remaining in Las Vegas. And now a timeout taken by North Texas. And now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
We're talking about the Badgers being scoreless over the last 9:02. This can be worded as a North Texas run of 10 points, but it's taken North Texas 6 minutes to get there. So let's just say they've scored the last 10 points.
I guess another rule of thumb is always pay attention to the inbounder in situations like this. Yep. Now, we've seen two instances this year against Rutgers earlier where Max Klesman drove the lane line and was unable to score. And then in the NIT tournament, he was able to score on a driving lane.
That was against Liberty, at the Kohl Center. 5.8 to play, 56-54. North Texas leads Wisconsin. Max Klesman, front court sideline right, will inbound. Badgers out of timeouts, being green with one left. Klesman looking and looking into Hepburn. Goes into Crowell, inside, into Crowell, low in the left, knocked away, and time will run out, and North Texas wins it. The Badgers go the final 9 minutes and then some without a point. North Texas gets the final 10, and North Texas out of Conference USA will play Thursday night for the NIT title.
Well, Klesman inbounded to Chucky Hepburn at the top of the key. Hepburn immediately looked inside to Stephen Crowell on the left block, and then Crowell lost control of the ball inside, never got a shot attempt.
Yeah, I got screened. I missed most of that. Like they had exactly what they wanted. Wanted to get into Wall, and then Wall gave it back to Crowell, and he just couldn't. He couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I thought the return pass from Wall to Crowell was a little bit quick, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think maybe Tyler could have gone up with it too. It's easy to say now, but well, what a performance, North Texas. Out of Conference USA, as that conference continues to shine like no other here in the postseason, both in the NCAA as well as the NIT. Final score, North Texas 56, Wisconsin 54. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin came back up at the worst possible time. This is a team that just never lacked grit, never lacked effort. But it lacks consistent offense. And in the first half, they scored 41 points. In the second half, they scored 13. Not one of those coming in the last 9:07. You put it all together, and the season ends for the Badgers tonight as North Texas rallies to beat Wisconsin 56-54.
How about this irony? The two lead scorers for these teams in the second half were really non-factors for Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn had 15 points in the first half, was 0-4 from the field in the second half, 0 points. For North Texas, their top scorer, their top gun, Tyler Perry, in the first half had 14 points, took only 3 shots in the second half, and had 2 points. So it came down to complementary players, role players. Who's going to really step up and exceed maybe expectations? Well, it's easy to look at North Texas's roster. Reuben Jones, who didn't take a shot in the first half, had 12 points in the second half. And Sissoko made some big plays for them around the rim.
Yeah, Sissoko ended up with 7 points. We mentioned he had the big game against Oklahoma State, 12 points, 15 rebounds. Reuben Jones almost doubled his scoring average here tonight, 6.5 per coming in, 12 points tonight, known primarily for his work on the defensive end. Well, they did some work on the defensive end, so did Wisconsin, but the Badgers got sloppy with the ball. 9 second half turnovers for Wisconsin. Normally the points off turnovers is a stat for Wisconsin. It was against them here tonight, 18-5, North Texas with a decided edge in points off turnovers.
And they came out of the locker room sloppy.
They did.
Early possessions of the second half kind of set the tempo, at least from Wisconsin's perspective. They didn't take advantage of some of the defense they played, were turning it over themselves, and never got into any good rhythm offensively, obviously.
You see the toughness of North Texas coming to light as the Mean Green picks up win number 30 on the season. The Badgers will conclude at 20-15. North Texas 56, Wisconsin 54. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our great selection of premium vinyl siding from CertainTeed. Choose from a wide variety of colors to add value and curb appeal to your home. And save big. Get 11% off your entire siding project right now at Menards. Good through April 2nd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, fans, next year, when you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry, scoop up a Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, the official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Well, going into this game, you figured it was going to be a low-scoring, low-possession game, and then, lo and behold, it's 41-29 at the half. Well, it ends up being what people thought it would be, low scoring, low possession. Maybe not quite the method of which Wisconsin lost with being so turnover prone, but North Texas able to come back. Didn't lead for long, but led when it mattered most, 56-54.
I don't think either one of us would have been surprised if you would have reversed the halves and assumed that Wisconsin would really struggle initially against this type of defense, then maybe get into some sort of offensive rhythm the second half, but that wasn't the case at all, which seemingly boded well for this team at intermission. The way they moved the ball, the way they shot it in the first half to take advantage of some of the breakdowns from North Texas.
6 for 25 were the Badgers overall in the second half. Just 1 of 8 from three. Connor Resegian hitting one of those. And the free throw shooting, which has been really good for Wisconsin, wasn't good. They didn't get a lot of opportunities. North Texas did a great job of defending without fouling. Badgers 4 of 8, 0 for 3 in the second half. Two misses late from Tyler Wall. North Texas 7 of 10 at the free throw line here tonight. As the Mean Green, with the final 10 points of the game, to take down Wisconsin 56 to 54. We'll be back with more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 18. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 33. Tomorrow, chance of flurries. Tomorrow night, lows around 12. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up. That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artist supporting artists in their own words.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Keep the core together. They've got a lot going there, but now you somehow try to find that playmaker, that guy, that wing scorer who, when all else is breaking down and all else will in college basketball, can they get that guy to come in? Or maybe that's Connor can develop into that, or Chucky continuing to develop. But that's clearly what's missing, in addition to a second big.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think he's that player, whether he's here currently or not, is on everybody's wish list. At the same time, though, you can see what can happen if you're good enough defensively. The Badgers took away Perry from yep. North Texas, and he's been that player for them over the last two seasons, where he's got the ball in his hands and he makes something happen. As it turned out, he opened the door for Wisconsin with a turnover, but the Badgers couldn't capitalize, couldn't convert.
Yeah, couldn't even get a shot in those final few seconds. North Texas wins 56-54. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name-brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Texas rallies to defeat Wisconsin in his first NIT semifinal game, 56-54, and it's just the offensive numbers got brutally ugly for Wisconsin. 0 for its last 10, 1 for its last 16. Not only were they missing shots, they were turning it over. 4 turnovers over the last 9 minutes or so. They did not score over the last 9:07 of this game. And we've been talking all season long about scoring droughts that this team had. So I guess if you're going to get knocked out, it probably stands to reason a big part of it would be another one of those scoring droughts.
Well, yeah, no doubt. But what's harder to process is their sloppiness with the basketball. Because we haven't seen that.
Yep.
And they kind of became their own worst enemies that way, even though they still had a chance at the very last possession to either win or extend it into overtime, and then they didn't even get a shot off.
Yeah, that's the painful part. It looked like they had it drawn up pretty well, too, but no matter what you draw up, you got to execute it. And they were not able to do that off a couple of ATOs. They had some clean opportunities there and just didn't get the job done. So, I mean, this has been a season that has been wildly inconsistent. It's an incredibly likable group of players, and it's a tough group of players. I think we've talked before, their approach coming into this NIT, didn't know, but they came in it to win it. They won two close games, though they had what turned into a lopsided first game against Bradley, but down-of-the-wire games against Liberty, a down-of-the-wire game against Oregon, and one tonight. So this one will sting for a little bit, and then they'll have a chance to rest up and then regroup for next year.
And then like everybody else in college basketball, college sports today, you check the wire, check the portal, and see who's coming, who's going.
There are more than 1,000 in the portal already, and we're still in the month of March. 56-54, North Texas defeats Wisconsin. Back to wrap things up here in Las Vegas in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 18. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 33. Tomorrow, chance of flurries. Tomorrow night, lows around 12. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 18. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs around 33. Tomorrow, chance of flurries. Tomorrow night, lows around 12. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The owners in central Wisconsin trying to get some clear answers from a wind turbine company. Last night, residents in Clark County confronted wind energy company RWE, trying to find out how their land and rights will be affected if they sign contracts to install wind turbines on their property. RWE refused to attend a meeting arranged by Farmland First, an activist group trying to inform people what's involved in the complicated contracts the wind energy companies are proposing. Instead, they held their own open house. Some concerns include potential health risks, noise issues, and a decrease in property values. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And the CEO of Silicon Valley Bank led the lobbying campaign to ram it into law. This is Jim Hightower saying, these politicos and profiteers crashed the bank, and now they're trying to put us to sleep with their hokey anti-woke PR stunt.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, yes, needs a headline. He is going to go to the Senate floor on Wednesday and seek unanimous consent on his bill to ban TikTok from the United States. No more TikTok. And here's the thing, and as I said yesterday, I'm kind of tired of the attacks on TikTok because they're not the only one. In fact, of the top five apps in this country, four of them are Chinese. Why is it only TikTok? Seems very curious to me. I mean, we've got direct seller apps from China to U.S. consumers that go past taxation, that go past all kinds of stuff. And I don't hear anything about that. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on the situation going on between us and the People's Republic there in China. I've asked our good friend Scott Paul to come share some thoughts. He's the president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, AmericanManufacturing.org, their website. Scott, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick, it's great to be with you, as always.
So what do you make of Hawley? You know, I know this is a grandstand moment. I watched the hearing. Everybody was attacking the TikTok CEO, and rightfully so. But I got to tell you, it seems a little, I don't know, seems a little overblown.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the grand scheme of issues that we have in the U.S.-China relationship catalog, I guess, you know, for me, this is far down the list. I mean, it's important for a set of issues, so I don't want to trivialize it because, you know, you do have concerns about who can see and control the data, right? You have concerns about the content and the fact that TikTok has found ways to, let's say, censor content that Beijing might not like, and then they take it back. But, you know, that's kind of like the default position.
Right.
In addition to just the broader concerns about social media that you can apply to any of these companies,
absolutely,
whether it's Meta or what have you. Believe me, I have two 15-year-olds, and so I'm pretty terrified of a lot of social media and the impact that it can have on kids. So there's a whole lot of reasons to be concerned. For sure, but that shouldn't be the only thing that sucks up all the oxygen in the room with concerns about China, because we have other concerns that are, you know, in a lot of ways, life and death, or about economic security, or about whether or not we're going to have a conflict, an armed conflict with China. And TikTok's not going to set that off. A lot of these other issues could. And so, but, you know, politicians are going to do what they're going to do. And TikTok's sexy and it has 150 million subscribers. And there is that built in thing where there is a lot of U.S. competition. And so, you know, if they want to do it, if they want to ban it, you know, let's get it over with. But let's that can't be the last thing that they do on U.S.-China relations, because otherwise it'll just be for naught. And then just the last thing I'll say, Rick, is the way. Obviously, TikTok's not a manufacturer, and so it's not a direct concern for, like, our stakeholders. But there is this issue of reciprocity, right? And so TikTok has this unlimited access to the U.S. market, basically, and our digital media companies do not. Either right. They're censored, or they have restrictions placed on them, or they don't have any access to it in the case of, like, YouTube and a couple of the others. So So to me, I mean, do we want a censor like Beijing does? No, but we should at least insist on some reciprocity
No, yeah, no. The reason I bring it up to you, Scott, is not because you're an expert on TikTok, but because four of the top five apps that are being downloaded in the U.S. are Chinese-based. Two of them, this Temu that I keep seeing on my feed all the time because you mentioned it the last time, and I think my computer heard it, so it's just constantly hitting me. And
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry I screwed up your algorithm, man. I'm sorry.
And the Shein app, again, these are direct to consumer from China, kind of production things. How come I'm not hearing about that? Well, I was concerned about all of it.
You can get like some $10 denim booty shorts on Shein if you're looking for them, by the way. So I don't know if they've marketed your way, but in all seriousness, I mean, the reason why Temu and Shein are incredibly important are that, again, this is about reciprocity, access, and an unfair advantage. Temu sells stuff direct to American consumers at really impossibly low prices. I mean, I saw like a piece of hardware on there that cost like $1.50 or something like that, that there's no way you could even find the materials for that, right, to do it for $1.50. It's like impossible. And the same with the garments on Shein. And the reason why they do this, first of all, is that there's some sketchy supply chains in China. We know that. You know, either they involve forced labor or exploited labor. A lot of the stuff is pirated, you know, number two. And then third, the way that they're selling in the United States is to take advantage of this loophole called de minimis, which is Latin basically for bupkis, or it doesn't amount to anything, or it's so small, or so trivial, it doesn't matter. And de minimis is an exception we have in our customs law for people who travel overseas and are bringing back some stuff from overseas so they don't have to pay tariffs on it, basically. But it's limited. It's like $800 or something like that. But, and here's the thing, a whole bunch of companies figured out a loophole when it got opened up, that they can sell goods directly to American consumers. They can avoid tariffs, which sometimes are 25%, sometimes more than that, sometimes a little less than that. And they avoid customs inspection, which means they don't have to meet the forced labor requirements necessarily, or there's no way to enforce them, I should say. And so it gives these companies an unfair advantage against all of our online retailers who are doing business in the United States and our bricks and mortar stores as well. And you can decide if you want to buy imports or not. But, you know, if you're going to buy them, they ought to at least go through the process where there's tariffs applied. And where they're inspected for things like forced labor or coming from Xinjiang, the Uyghur region.
Or, look, if they're going to kill you, you know, they're made with lead or, you know, the melamine and the baby food or all the, you know, all of the things that we've seen time and time again, there's a problem here. And again, we can spend all day on TikTok and the disaster that it is for our democracy and all of that stuff. But the reality is the focus has all been there. And I guess, you know, when we looked at them focusing on Twitter and Facebook in the past, nothing got done.
Yeah.
And I don't expect anything to get done other than the dog and pony show when there are real problems. And I thought it was important to bring that up because I don't think most people think about it.
You know, and one last thing about that, because, I mean, unless you're in manufacturing or in one of the communities that has a factory, you probably didn't experience the China shock very much, right? That a lot of these industrial communities did. And they came in with these state-owned enterprises. They wiped out the competition. Imports flooded in. A lot of our factories closed down. It devastated a lot of folks, but it didn't get nearly as much media attention. So what's happening now is that these digital sellers are doing the same thing. You know, they're coming in. They have this unfair advantage. They're taking a lot of market share from these other retailers, and they're doing it in a way that's really unfair. And of course, consumers are like, you know, if they, you know, unless they have some ethical principles that are applying to this, they're like, this is great. Yeah. I can get this, you know, this T-shirt for like $5. It comes the next. This is awesome. What's not to like about it? But the problem is at the back end of this, there are a lot of consequences. There are economic consequences. It's about equity. And then the exploitation that's happening in China to make it all possible.
And what's interesting to me is there was a study over, or there was a report over at AP, the AP that I found interesting. It was titled Amid Strained U.S. Ties, China Finds Unlikely Friend in Utah. And it's this story about, you know, how the Chinese are really drilling down to the local level and, you know, basically buying off local politicians. And I shouldn't say that. That's unfair. They're greasing the palms and schmoozing and bringing, you know, local jobs and stuff to where they're building relationships that now, well, since we're seeing this talk of national divorce, the Chinese are going to come trying to horn in. Are you surprised? I don't think so.
No. And I mean, look, this is something that adversaries have done over the course of our history in the United States. So it's certainly not a new tactic, and frankly, it's not very sophisticated, right? I mean, it's pretty, it's pretty much true to form. And this started, and there's a couple variations of this. First, it was these things called the Confucius Institutes, which were on university campuses, which were funded by, you know, basically friends of the CCP. And, you know, theoretically, they were designed to enhance U.S.-China relationships and the understanding of China. In reality, they were set up to be a mouthpiece for the CCP to stifle the speech of dissent and to say to universities, if you're going to allow this to happen, we're going to pull the money from you for all these programs that we've endowed. And so, you know, a lot of these Confucius Institutes disappeared when the strings were attached and these were exposed. A lot of this, you know, there's this other group called the United Front, which is part of what was operating in Utah. And again, the United Front utilizes both Chinese nationals or others who are friendly to the CCP to conduct this at the civic, at the business, at that kind of level. And you can see, and that news story about Utah was a good example about how, if you're naive, that you're going to get suckered into this stuff. And they're essentially foreign agents of a competitor and an adversary, and so it is problematic. It has to be exposed, and this is far away from all that McCarthyism BS. And just because someone is a Chinese national doesn't mean that they're involved with this. I want to be very clear about that, but we should insist that United Front and folks related to them are identified so that folks know what is happening here, that it's not just goodwill that is being sought.
And this is where I want elected leaders to be a lot more thoughtful than, oh, we're just going to ban TikTok and it's going to solve all our problems. Because that appears to me to be the rhetoric that we're coming away with. Well, we just ban TikTok, everything will be great. No, it's much, much deeper than all of that. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show here with Scott Paul. Scott's the president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, AmericanManufacturing.org, the website, if you want to check out the incredible work they do. I do want to ask you about the president kicked off Investing in America tour today in North Carolina. I do find it interesting that he came out and said, look, Republican policies would surrender the tech economy to China. It seems like, and look, I don't disagree with him wanting to defund some of the plans and some of the policies that they're pursuing. Is this a good thing, you think?
Yeah, I am someone, and I know we've talked about this before, that, you know, what happens particularly with Democrats, because they tend to talk about issues rather than values too much, is that, oh, we have this policy. And we did this, and we did this infrastructure, we did this clean energy manufacturing, we did the semiconductor stuff, let's check the box and let's move on to the next thing. And the reality is, most people, unless they're really plugged in, aren't even aware that any of this is happening or what it means to their future or to their communities. And so to have, you know, at the cabinet level and at the leadership level, at the presidential level, Joe Biden and the cabinet out there saying, look, this is the results of all of this. You're getting a 5,000 person factory that's being built here. That's going to keep this place prosperous for a generation. Or this is, you know, we're connecting broadband so that your kids are going to have more opportunities. And to be very specific about the types of investments that are being made and what the outcomes are going to be for people, and also what the consequences would be if these were wiped off the books. I think.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Demands are being made for stricter gun safety laws after the latest mass school shooting, this time in Nashville, in which three adults and three students were killed. The group Moms Demand Action has held a rally at the Tennessee State Capitol.
What kind of a civilization does not defend their children?
Police are searching for a motive in the Covenant School shooting. CBS's Janet Shamley.
We have learned that the shooter, who was under medical care for an emotional disorder, legally purchased seven firearms. They were hiding in their home, three of which were used in the school. Also, Nashville police have now released body cam footage of those officers stopping the attack.
At least 40 migrants have died and 28 others injured in a fire at a holding facility in Juarez, Mexico, across the border from El Paso. The blame falls on the migrants, according to Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador, through an interpreter.
Como protesta en la puerta del albergue.
They put mattresses in the door of the shelter and set them on fire as a protest and did not imagine that it would cause this terrible tragedy.
CBS News has learned that the U.S. border officials are planning to allow the injured migrants to enter the U.S. for medical treatment. A major ruling in one of the federal investigations into former President Trump. CBS's Robert Costa has the latest.
Sources say former Vice President Mike Pence has been ordered to provide testimony to special counsel Jack Smith's grand jury about any illegal acts committed by former President Trump, and that private exchanges between Trump and Pence are not off limits.
Prosecutors are focused on conversations the two men had in the days before and on January 6th. Philadelphia officials say in their last update that the water is safe following a chemical spill last week in nearby Bucks County, Pennsylvania. CBS's Matt Piper.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney trying to ease the minds of the 1.6 million people who call Philadelphia home.
All of the city's drinking water is safe to drink and will not be impacted by the spill.
In fact, the city's head of infrastructure, Mike Carroll, says after days of testing following a water-based latex finishing solution spilling into the Delaware River.
Throughout the whole event, no contaminants were ever found in Philadelphia's drinking water.
They're telling people it is safe to drink out of the tap. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Federal regulators testify before Congress on recent bank failures. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio says what the collapses came down to
was entitlement, greed, and always, always, always with big paydays at the end for the executives at the top.
Top regulators blame the failures on mismanagement. The Dow closed down 38 points today. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 18. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries tomorrow 33. Sunny skies and calm. Lows around 12. Tomorrow night, clear skies. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We don't agree with any of the decisions, because of course they're never going to. But they're going to settle because it would be cheaper. Yeah, it's a burdensome and it's expensive to fight these kind of things. So we'll just pay the pittance, post the notice, the dreaded notice that we won't do it again until the next time. And, everybody will be happy. And I'm like, the penalty should be much worse than this. And had we passed something as weak as the Employee Free Choice Act back during the George W. Bush years and into the Obama years, had we done that, that $240,000 would have been tripled, because they sought to triple the penalties. Now, does that make it a little more painful? I don't think so for a company as large as Chipotle. But here we are. And as I understand, Chipotle still has 10 more other unfair labor practices that are going on as we speak. So, a couple of pennies here, a couple of pennies there. But you know what they don't have? They don't have workers with representation. And this is what corporate America is used to. They're used to having the power. And if they have to pay a little bit, they get to write it off. It cost of doing business. At some point, there need to be real penalties. And this is one of those moments, I think, that, while it's great that they're going to get their back pay for the time that they missed, it's not enough. Just my thoughts. I got an email from John, and I want to make sure I get to this. John, a brother Teamster from Indiana, wrote, "My Teamster local here in Indiana just had a contract proposal meeting, local 364 in northern Indiana. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We are a City of Goshen public employees. Great turnout, and we're going after the city for 17.5% increase. We've taken 3.5% the last 3 years, took nothing during COVID. We know we won't get that, but police, fire, and the central garbage have all gotten at least that." John writes, "I work for the city street department. We stand in the road every day risking our lives." He says, "Indiana is a terribly Republican-run state, and they can dissolve the union at any time. But we got to strike while the iron is hot. I would appreciate if you read this on air. It's all or nothing now because the power of the Teamsters in a right-to-work state. Thanks for all you do for the union class, John. And this is the kind of stuff that you get in no rights at work states, like Indiana. This is stuff that you see in places like Florida, where they want to be able to dissolve a union whenever it falls below 50%. Because, hey, if the employer can go, hey, you get all those benefits for free, why would you pay the union? You get the freeload off of your brothers and sisters there. You know, you can easily divide up the workforce. You're getting the milk for free. Why would you buy the cow? You know, that kind of mentality. It is Indiana, right? And I hear guys like John going, look, you know, right now is the time. We've not gotten the respect and the dignity that we earn. We are not making the wages that we earn. We're putting our lives on the line to provide a service for the public. We've earned the right to have a living wage and the right to support our families. And it's not just John and Goshen. It's every worker in this country. And the sooner we can all stand together and stand up and fight back and demand better.
You are listening to